Welcome to our four community spaces. Welcome to the lab, everybody. I see we got lots of people join the space. Very cool. As always, this space is recorded. So if you don't have the opportunity to listen to everything we say today, right now, you can always listen to the recording at a later time. And I will be making some notes as well for a short summary that I will post in the Discord. So I see lots of mad scientists down here rocking their very cool profile picture. We got Trendy in here, who changed from his usual D-God / Wreck profile pic to a new mad scientist. Welcome, Trendy. How you doing?
Pretty good, Mew. How you vibing? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. And obviously, Babu V came up to rock and chill his Babu. That's fine. We appreciate him as well. I got a thumbs up there. All right, very cool. So thank you so much for joining us. This is a community space. If you guys want to come up, ask questions, feel free to do so at pretty much any time. And we'll try to answer as best we can. We don't have all the answers, but we will do what we can. All right, very cool. So I kind of wanted to start or kick this space off by doing a mini recap of everything that happened last week. I guess today we are officially 8 days old, so 7+1. So we are officially a little older than 1 week as an NFT project. So very cool. And I see a lot of people minting. I did not expect to see 6,100 mints. I believe we're at 6,100 mad scientists minted. I mean, the numbers, I think everybody was telling us maybe 2,000, maybe 3,000, but you guys just, or gals, can't just stop minting. So the supply of lab right now is basically 39% of what it initially was. So as we kind of alluded to earlier, hyperdeflationary lab is in fact the truth. Just within 8 days, we've reduced the supply by around 61%, which is pretty cool. Anyways, I think it's pretty cool to see this. And I do love, you know, kind of the whole gamification around, do I mint one more? Do I buy one from secondary? Do I pick one that I like? So Trendy, I don't know if you'd like to share us a little bit of your strategy around what you're doing. I'll tell you mine. I just pick the ones that I like from secondary. I picked a few up that I enjoy.
That's what I'm doing as well. I'm kind of, and I will admit, I have played into the gamification that a lot of people are doing, and it's probably why the reflection of a floor price in lab, like how they are, where they'll mint one, they get that rush, they floor it, they want to pay the difference in lab, and they mint again. And I might have done that a couple times, but usually I'm cherry picking right now. Right now is the time to get your grails, because I don't know, not financial advice. I know who's behind the project, and I don't foresee it being this low forever.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the floor price is pretty high. To me, it looks high. I mean, it's the collection just minted, and already the floor is like $500. I think, or something around there, whatever it is, right? Like, this is a pretty expensive collection as it is. So to me, with the lab sale, you know, I think we sold lab at around 30 Osmo, right? And lab is still hovering around, I don't know, maybe 50 Osmo, or what is it? So basically, to me, it's still quite a pricey mint. For one, quite a pricey NFT. For two, but the beauty to me for this project in particular is nobody is priced out, right? If you cannot afford Mad Science's PFP, and I can understand why, like I said, I do think that they are already expensive. If you can't afford one, well, you can always buy a little bit of lab, you know, however much you can afford. And that correlates pretty well with how, you know, the NFTs are doing and how the project is going to do in the future. So to me, nobody's priced out. Whatever you want to do, you can do. But I really like the fact that we have, you know, NFT holders and fungible token holders at the same time. I just feel it grows the community a lot quicker, and nobody is priced out, so everybody can get involved. But yeah, I do understand the little, you know, mint lab, and then afterwards maybe try to mint one more, and maybe that's why we got so many minted so far.
Oh, for sure, for sure. That's definitely why. It's too addictive to pop that pack and hopefully you get a rare.
Yeah, we've seen a few, like, you know, I obviously am going to pay a little more for the traits that I like. And we've seen a few hoodies sell for 100,000 stars. I think yesterday one sold for 150,000 stars. So I guess people see that and then they're like, you know, I want to get the golden ticket and try to roll the dice.
I still remember that evening I messaged you that I saw it pop up, and I was driving in my car because I'm doing bad things by looking at my phone while I'm driving. But I saw the notification pop up and I was like, I'm totally thinking about moving some stuff around to grab that. And when I went back, it was gone. So thankful for EC, big shout out, big dog taking that hoodie off my hands. But yeah.
Yeah. I saw that you messaged me, and EC, like, he jumped on that one quick. So congrats to, I guess, the buyer and the seller as well. Very cool. Okay. So I do like that people enjoy the process and the minting. And then I think the bridging, you know, as well was pretty seamless. Stargaze has been really cool. And now I see we got Backbone in here. If they want to come up, talk about their V3 marketplace. And I got a few announcements for that as well. Maybe I'll talk about it when they're available or a little later on. But just to come back for the recap, so yes, so many mints, so much lab burn. We took number one spot in terms of volume on Stargaze. I do believe there was a little bit of gamification there as well, people trying to farm for that, whatever reward Stargaze is going to do. So when you bridge your NFT to Stargaze, they kind of wrote, you know, if you list it in your floor, you might get something in the future. Like I said in the Discord, I do not know what that is. I anticipate that it is maybe some stars, maybe some NFTs, things like that, that they want to give away because they were looking to get some volume for this collection. And from, you know, my discussions with them afterwards to kind of get a little more clarity around it, one thing is, one, this deal is closed now. So basically, they kind of ran it for the short period of time that the mint happened. And, you know, two, they were actually not expecting this many people trading and grabbing, you know, the number one volume and actually having 2,500 NFTs being bridged. I mean, this is not only the provenance of this being the first PFP collection or NFT collection on Osmosis, you know, kind of having that culture and then that origin, which no one can take away from you guys. So, you know, this is like the first PFP on Osmosis. Sunny rocks it. He talks about it. I mean, it's amazing that you know, if you're bullish on Osmosis, you kind of need to hold one of these. But not only that, this is also the most successful, in my opinion, IBC style or ICS 721 collection, because it was kind of born out of the gate as an ICS 721 collection with all the people kind of bridging the Stargaze and trading over there. So it kind of has like two different unique innovations there by being first on Osmosis, first kind of super traded ICS 721 collection, and obviously the genesis of it being through StreamSwap and these lab tokens. So we've definitely been experimenting with the Mad Scientist, am I right? And how did you find, you know, kind of the whole experience so far, Trendy, if you want to share some thoughts?
I mean, my personal thoughts was I enjoyed kind of moving them around. Like it felt so smooth and seamless to have them kind of like popping up everywhere. And it's not something that you usually do. I mean, I'm I'm slightly a bridger because of the Juno Bulls and then the Youth and D-God. So I'm accustomed to the experience. And the experience that we were able to pull off with Stargaze, with Backbone Labs, with Mint Labs, everybody involved, there were a lot of people involved. Like, you click a button, boom, you're there. Like, that was huge. It was fun. It was easy. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and let's not forget Arc Protocol. Massive shout out to them for building this sec out. It was very seamless, very Cosmos IBC vision friendly. I feel so people are people did enjoy the process. I enjoyed it myself. So yeah, those are kind of like, you know, some milestones that we really wanted to reach. We really wanted to create this experience that was a little different from what you usually anticipate. So that was great. Okay, back to kind of some of the cool things that happened last week. So talked a lot about the mint process, the bridging, all the volume on Stargaze, people trading lab as well. Another thing that I think we haven't had a chance to chat about is the validator. So we did launch our validator, I believe it was Sunday, right? I think it was Sunday. And like it was mentioned earlier, all the commission from this validator will be used to buy Lab or Mad Scientist NFTs. And then we're going to put it into the Osmosis community pool. Just to clarify, the Osmosis community pool is basically the Osmosis community's wallet. So all the grants, you know, all the initiatives that come from props, well, not all of them, but most of them come from that wallet. So essentially, in my mind, what you're doing is burning the lab. But then again, they could always put up a prop, you know, to kind of spend that lab, maybe mint something. They can do whatever they want with it. But the whole goal here is kind of to thank the Osmosis community for the welcome, the warm welcome that they gave us on one side, and provide infrastructure on the other side. So a validator is a core component of any blockchain, well, I guess any proof of stake blockchain. And finally, we did create some governance channels within the Discord. So if you want to get involved in the Osmosis governance, you can do it that way. Whatever you guys feel like sharing with us in terms of voting, we will take into account. So kind of getting really involved within the Osmosis community as much as we can through this validator initiative. I don't know if you staked with it, Trendy. It's pretty seamless. I don't know if you stake Osmosis, actually.
I do.
The API is kind of nice. Right?
Yeah, I did stake with us. I mean, what kind of hypocrite would I be?
Yeah, I also stake with us. But you know what? I feel like there's not, you know, there's lots of great choices, lots of great validators out there. I feel like, you know, it's a community validator. It's not, you know, 750 Osmos stake puts it like, you know, I don't even think it's top 100. So to me, it's just, it's nice. It kind of pushes for decentralization and it's Mad Scientist theme. So it's just nice to have this validator. I think it's cool. So I do enjoy it. Anyways, so that was another thing that we did. Then I want you to talk about Trendy. I'm going to ask you not to share too many details, but some details on something that you've been working on. And this is still a segue or a recap of what we did last week. But we have this Amplify channel within the Discord where you can kind of showcase all the amazing threaders within the community. I saw some polls, you know, and all these different posts about Mad Scientists, and we kind of want the community to engage with those, right? Because I do feel like content creation is an important aspect or an important role for any profile picture NFT. So we kind of want to be vocal. We want to be on X and we want to, you know, share our Mad Scientists and share our opinions and kind of, shill ourselves, I guess. So in that sense, we have this Amplify channel that I feel works really, really well. Any person that posts a thread about Mad Science and we put it in the Amplify channel, I think they get like 100 likes quite easily. So that's really cool for you, you know, getting that engagement if you are an engagement farmer. But to add, we are working on something that's going to be even more specific for this purpose. So Trendy, do you want to kind of introduce us on what you have been working
on? Yeah, and I'm glad you prefaced it because we're working on a couple things and I might have spilled the beans on something else. So I appreciate that. But just at a really high level, like, if most of you know us, like, we're really community oriented. So like, we wanted to envision a way where we could really drive your own personal brands through the mad scientist. So what does a scientist do? They do a lot of research. They do a lot of peer-to-peer things. So how could we do something to lean into the community aspect? So we created a, I don't know if I want to say the name yet, but we created a program where it kind of promotes and encourages content creation with the mad scientist, whether you hold a PFP or not. If you're doing good content on it, there will be a leaderboard giving out points. And at the end of each month, there will be a raffle going on where we're going to reward content creators based off of how well they're doing, and just a way to kind of give back. And we're going to kind of lean into it even further by making sure you have all the tools you need to post really nice images. We're going to potentially hold like some little discussions and talks so we could all have like a similar vibe and kind of ethos with how we're presenting things, just kind of like a really lean into the community aspect.
Yeah, I love how you presented it. And we can see your youth's heritage kind of coming through there with some of the branding and the, you know, we got to post to the you guys can post however you want, but yeah, I'm more about, you know, you guys do whatever you want to do. But yes, if you are creating content and writing about mad scientists, I mean, we obviously will love you more. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, there'll be something in the Discord where you can kind of engage and then maybe win some rewards at the end of the month. It's pretty straightforward, you'll see. And I think it'll be a fun thing to do, right? It's more funtility and more ways for people to kind of engage with the mad scientist IP.
Yeah, go ahead. You'll be able to, like, sorry, I'm walking my dog too, so I had to stop for a second so I wasn't so winded walking and talking at the same time. But yeah, it should be pretty intuitive. We're making sure that this is trying to be as seamless within the Discord as possible. You'll be able to do all the commands within any normal channel, sign up for it, check the leaderboards, have fun with it, and just, like I said, anything that we're doing, if you want the resources, Berserker says you could do whatever you want, but if you want the resources to be really tight towards the main mad scientist branding, we should have all that stuff for you as well. So if you want to really elevate the picture of what you're doing, we want to lean into that and help you with it.
Yep. Very cool. And thanks for spearheading that, Trendy. I think it's an important part, like I said, or any PFP project to rock their PFP and to make some noise on X. Cool. All right. So I think I'm almost closing to recap. And last thing that I really want to mention from I guess the past week is I've seen Sunny, you know, talk about mad scientists and all these cool videos. And I think it's really nice that we have the founder kind of supporting us and rocking the PFP and chilling mad scientists. It's super cool. So this brings me to the biggest announcement today, which is the Backbone Labs marketplace, right? So congratulations to Backbone team for, you know, creating the very first NFT marketplace on Osmosis. So I think that's a huge milestone. They have an activity feed and you can see your really cool mad scientists. And what's great about the Backbone marketplace, there's a few things, but one is you have all the rarities there. So the rarities that you see on the Backbone marketplace are the ones that are true. So it's not because when you buy on Stargaze, right, it's the rarities of the Bridge collection. So it's not the full rarities. So the Backbone has the full rarities. Second thing is that you're trading in BOSMO, which is a Bone Osmo. It's the liquid staking derivative of Osmo. So, and there's huge liquidity for that one. So you can get that one on CoinHaul. We put the links in the Discord. So I believe there's like 1.2 million in liquidity for that. So in that sense, it's also an appreciating asset because it is a liquid stake derivative. So you can trade your mad scientist with BOSMO, hold the BOSMO, or swap it to OSMO, whatever you want to do. But you're all doing this on the Osmosis chain. So that's very important. You're kind of creating I guess more fees for Osmosis, if you look at it that way, if you're very, very bullish on Osmosis. I know we talked about the whole Cosmos IBC vision, but this one is a different perspective. If you're very bullish on Osmosis, this kind of creates more block space and people can get involved more in the ecosystem. And I think the most important and the coolest thing that is coming up, and Backbone's throwing me thumbs up, right? But I don't know if they saw the message yet. I'm kind of leaking something. It might not even happen. But Sunny did say that this marketplace should be on the Osmosis landing page. So, you know, where they have I think they have a leverage page. I think they have a swap, right? Like the leverage one brings you to Lavana. There's a margin fi protocol thing, but I'm hoping, again, this is not, I'm not promising anything, but I'm hoping we get a little NFT tab on the, you know, on the Osmosis landing page. And that would be super sick, right? Like you come in and boom, click on NFT, brings you to Necropolis, you get the Biomad Scientist and, you know, be Osmo, which is Osmosis kind of currency. So yeah, I kind of like it. I don't know. I feel like it's cool to have choice. It's cool to have competition. It's cool to have something that's native on the chain as well. I just see it as a win-win-win for everyone here. So I don't know, Trendy, did you try out the marketplace so far? Did you?
Yeah, I did. And like you said, it's really nice to see the collection all sprawled out like that, where you can see everything that's been minted to this point and really get to kind of dive into all the intricacies that and love that Kudo put into this collection. And I did test it out. I used I used my Chrome browser with Leap Wallet, and that particular instance worked seamlessly for me.
Yeah, I use Brave and Kepler, and it worked for me as well. So it's nice to see, you know, that there's you know, building, growing. And yeah, whenever we see that NFT tab on Osmosis Zone, that'll be really cool as well. So yeah, I was very excited about this marketplace. And again, guys or gals, remember this is a 8-day-old NFT project, and these are already all the things that were rolled out. I know people always ask when, and I do appreciate, you know, the enthusiasm. Some things take time, and it's fine, right? As long as they're done well, then it's all good by me. And so far, I think everything has been done very well for the Mad Scientists. You know, in terms of the stream swap went really well, the mint, you know, the bridging, the Stargaze, the Backbone Labs marketplace, and there's many more things to come. So just yeah, we're in it. We're building every day, no matter if price goes up or down. It doesn't matter to me at all. So it's very nice. Okay, let's see. I have somebody that's requesting. He has a lot of numbers on him. Let's see. I'll add him. Change is the name. It's verified. This will be interesting. All right. Let's give him some time to come up. Change. Go ahead, man.
I don't know. Man. I'm going mad as fuck.
I love this guy's energy. Okay, Change, you're always up on spaces whenever you want. much love. Very cool. He brings the hype. Okay, all right. So this was kind of a wrap up the whole recap of the week. Now I want to talk about the new stuff. Damn, it took me like half an hour to talk about the recap. Sorry about that. I guess there was a lot to say. Or maybe I talk too much. Okay, moving along. So there's two things that I want to be announcing, because we always love to do these announcements on these spaces. So one thing that I don't think I've ever mentioned before, and we are building let me see how I wrote this, a fun and interactive game of chance on Osmosis that will be putting some pressure on Lab. I think it was pretty wishy-washy, but it's actually very close to completion, and looking forward to deploying this. So again, this will be something on Osmosis, and it's kind of like a probably understand the wording game of chance, what it is or what it includes. But we're hoping to bring, again, that CultureFi aspect to this Osmosis community and people just having fun with their lab and enjoying themselves. So this will be something that is like Funtility, but still there'll be fees collected, and those fees are going to go back to, you know, whatever we think is going to bring value to this community. So I'm excited about it. It's very Mad Scientist branded. It should be fun. And yeah, I've been talking to the builder a lot recently, so I'm excited for it. Trendy, I don't know if you, I don't even think you know what it is.
I do so. Not. I do That's not. Funny. I'm going to be completely in the dark on this one.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many people working on different things for Mad Scientist, so it's great. You know, he's so I'm excited for that. Should be fun. Another thing that I'm particularly looking forward to, and I think I mentioned this one a few times, but the development has been going very well, is the meme coin launch pad that we're building out. So that one, again, is also moving very well. It's different than Start Cooking, by the way. It's not like it's a competition. We love the team at Start Cooking. I think they're really cool. And yeah, we even have possibly some perks from them. I'm not even sure, but possibly. Can't say the A word. That being said, we are doing something of our own, and in a different way, in a Mad Scientist way, in a very experimental way. Hasn't been done before, as far as I know. So in for this DApp in particular, again, we're looking to collect a few fees and possibly, you know, redistribute them somehow to bring the brand up. And then, you know, again, I don't want to say too much, but that's the vision, is to get you guys more excited about Lab and Mad Scientist NFT. So yeah, that should, I don't want to give dates anymore. Every time I give a date and it doesn't work, then people are angry at me. But it's moving along very well, so I'm happy about it. Cool. And I guess those are my two announcements that I wanted to share, this game of chance and this meme coin launch pad developments that are happening. Trendy, I don't know if you want to be talking about the collection thing that you are working on, maybe in the most wishy-washy way that you can without giving away too much.
That was very, very broad. I'm not sure what you're referring to on this one.
The, you know, where people can see the full collection.
Oh, you talking about the RS? Am I allowed to use the name?
I think people will figure it out with that. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we just did some like partnership with the Rarity Sniper to try to get the full entire collection in a place where it gets a lot of foot traffic. So that should help Mad Scientist get a little more eyes on it. They're actually going to do a little broadcasting of it from their credentials as well. But the biggest benefit of it being that we get to see the entire collection in its entirety. So you can see what's been minted, what hasn't been minted, all the rarities, rankings. It should be really nice, really fun when it's done.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, even today, I mean, by going to Backbone, you can see what has been minted. You can't see what hasn't, but you can see what has been minted and the ranking. So it's, I think these will be complementary tools and very cool. And it's a famous kind of website for ETH and SOL regions or NFT regions.
And yet
right?
Again, we're another first. They have to build the infrastructure for Cosmos for us, so, or for Stargaze and Osmosis. So
wait, there are no.
Nope. There are none.
Cosmos.
Well, that's why I kind of backed up into Stargazing, because I think there's like, say, and there might be like a Tia one, but yeah, there's no Stargaze, definitely no Osmosis. So,
yeah. Well, there we go. Always experimenting and innovating. So that's nice. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for you know, handling that. I think that'll be fun. All right. So this is kind of what I wanted to share so far. And there's many more things in the pipeline, but we kind of don't want to give it all away in one spaces as always. All right. Well, I guess I do want to bring up the community. If they have questions, we'll try to answer them. Babu V. Oh, okay. I was going to go to you without, you know, you raising your hand, but go ahead.
Oh, thanks, man. So I'm interested in this content creation that you talked about and rewarding community members for good content creation. And as you know, for the past week, I have been creating some amazing content, keeping the community engaged. And I was just wondering how the rewards, like how you would reward me and everything. And there has been mad scientist theme to my content creation. I mean, it might not be to everyone's flavor, I guess. I've been blocked by a lot of people, but it is content creation at the end of the day, I guess.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Trent.
No, I was just going to say, like, for clarity on it, there will be a complete document guide on we've heard from the community what you want. So there would be I will hold your hand through the entire process and leave no stone unturned with how everything is working and the mechanisms behind it. So when that's ready to launch, you will have a encyclopedia to read if you would like.
V does not read.
Then I will hold V's hand.
Give him the nitty gritty.
Yeah. Oh, then what was the question again?
He just wants to get
paid.
Yeah.
He wants to know what the prizes are. To be determined. Maybe it'll be a Babu.
Yeah.
Actually, this takes me to my second question. Zerka, do you own a Babu?
I do not. And wow. I'm proud of it. Wow. That's right. The fade. The shade. are you mad, V?
I'm going to continue ignoring you for now. And in the next Mad Scientist Spaces, I expect you to wrap your bubble PFP. Zerka has been fading us since what, 100 stars flow?
Since the mint, yeah, since the mint. Okay, very cool. But yeah, it'll be clear. And the content, just for your information, should be Mad Scientist theme in some way or form. So, you know, they kind of have to be on topic. Pedro, go ahead, man.
Hey, I also do not own a Babu. Just want to preface my rant here with that. But I'll try to keep this brief. So, trying to word this the right way. So, for those of us that have been together since the Terra collapse, we've been through friggin' hell and back, right? We had some good times. We had some really dark times. And when Mad Scientist first launched, I personally immediately said, okay, well, you know, this is a collab between Ret Gang and Backbone Labs. And when things don't always go like you personally want to see them go, you get emotional. And I'm very guilty of this. I kind of treated this almost like it was two separate teams collaborating together to make Mad Scientist. But what I really should have been doing is saying, no, fuck that. This isn't two separate projects and two separate teams. It's now one team. And, you know, everybody knows I can shitpost with the rest, you know, I can shitpost like the best of them. Well, not the best of them. There's, you know, plenty of people that are better than me, but I've been outspoken about certain things that I maybe didn't agree with or things that I noticed, but really my opinion, my take doesn't really matter. But I basically wanted to kind of not apologize, but I wanted to kind of say, yeah, you know, I think my perspective during week one hasn't been the best. It hasn't been awful. It hasn't been the best. And, you know, I'm going to make efforts to not kind of compartmentalize things moving forward and treat this as one team. So I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, sometimes you do kind of, you know, migrate in ways you shouldn't. And it's not always good for the, you know, better of the project. So just wanted to kind of, you know, put that out there and just kind of explain what was on my mind. So
thank you, Pedro. Thank you for apologizing, and thank you for explaining yourself, and thank you for accepting, and we accept your apology, I guess. But you are an authentic member of the community, and I don't think you should apologize.
Yeah, no. I mean, my take was that look, I love this project, and I love my scientists, even though some of them are really friggin' ugly. But hey, you know what? It's a face only a mother can love, right? Or a father in this case. But yeah, just, you know, wanted to shout everybody out. And actually, I see the Lisanator is on here. She is a ex posting fucking expert. And I think a lot of us can learn from her. She puts up some really good stuff. So that content creation thing, I think Lisa can really benefit from that because she's really good at this stuff.
Hey, it's free money. You can take it, Lisa. It's yours.
Free money.
Yeah, also, we love free. There's nothing better. Appreciate your words, Pedro. You know what? I don't even think it's a two-man project at this point. There's like so many people involved in that, scientists. And yeah, I mean, the Osmosis team has been helping us out a lot. There's so many devs in the background. Like I mentioned earlier, Arc Protocol was super instrumental for all this bridging stuff. And I'm probably missing StreamSwap, right? The Sisla and all these people kind of came together for this experiment. So there's no, you know, one versus one team. It's like a huge community built project of cool people.
No, man, it's awesome. So yeah, man, congrats to everybody. And we will we'll keep pressing forward. Love it.
For sure. Love it. All right. If anybody else wants to come up from the community, share their thoughts. See, Haas, I don't know if he wants to chat. If he wants to chat, he can come up. Anybody can come up. Please request. I mean, very open space. I see you know, people talking in the Discord. Then come up. You know, there's no need to be shy. Or if you are shy, yes, you can continue chatting in the Discord or X. We'll try to answer as best we can over there. Okay. Haas came up. How you doing, Haas?
Doing well, man. So what did I miss? I missed like the first 30 minutes. Did I miss anything good?
I was just doing a recap for like the past half hour. And then there was 5 minutes of announcements and you came up. So it's all
right, man. As long as I didn't miss any juice, because it's so hard to keep up with everything sometimes. I get a headache trying to keep up with everything. No, so I seen that you guys got the marketplace. I haven't got a chance to check it out though. That was like on my to-do list right now. It was like to check out the Backbones marketplace for the mad scientists, see what the vibes are.
It's all good vibes everywhere. But yeah, I was saying how, you know, with this marketplace, what's cool is you see the full rarities, you get to trade in B Osmo, and again, sneak, or maybe this might not happen, but the NFT tab on osmosis.zone might link you to Backbone's marketplace.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That'll be pretty sweet.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet. What you doing now, Haas? Are you still trading meme coins? Or
I do everything, man. I don't know. Sometimes I just like just try to get lucky, I guess. I don't even know sometimes. But no, in all seriousness, just kind of chilling right now with just, you know, restaking and compounding and kind of just sitting idle, because I don't know what to make of the market sometimes, you know. It's like I just feel like people get bored and they start messing around, and that makes the token go up technically at the moment, and then people dump or whatever, you know. Like I think if you look at Akash, that was a perfect example. It just ripped because I think it got listed on some South Korean exchange, and it went from like $5 well to well over $6, and then it just like came back down. I haven't looked today, but I don't know if any new money's coming into the market, so I'm just kind of chilling right now. But I do keep buying NFTs, and the meme coins that I do buy, they're kind of on Solana if I do buy them, just because for some random reason they just like don't make sense over there, so I just try to get lucky.
Are you looking forward to getting some meme coins on Osmosis? Do you think that can be a thing?
Yeah, maybe. I think it can be a thing, but I think also though, like Cosmos people in general, this is no knock on Cosmos people because I'm one of them. It's like we're more serious. Yeah, we like to have fun, but we're like kind of serious too. So it's like, meme coins, they're stupid. Let's not invest in them, you know. And it's like, I think that's like the general consensus, right? Because like we've had Wawa forever. Like I think Wawa is awesome. Like it's the first OG meme coin, and it really hasn't done anything, right? We've had that forever. Like, it was the first meme coin ever in crypto to build its own infrastructure. You know, like, I don't know if that was like a detriment to it or not, but they did. They, you know, they essentially were one of the first OGs that aired.
Cosmos meme coins means, you know, they dev more than legit projects on.
Yeah, like we need like Solana Labs. Like, I get airdrops, like, because I have a Mad Lad. That's what it's called, right? Mad Lad. Yeah, Mad Lad. And random airdrops all the time, and they're just like funny ones. Like, they're like political ones. They're very controversial. They're very, I mean, borderline bad, you know, like, you know, not politically correct in 2024. And but it's hilarious, though, you know, like, in Cosmos, we're so serious all the time. And I think it can be a bad thing as well, because people just like to have fun, right? And so I would like to, I would love for meme coins to flourish in Cosmos and make it real simple for people. But again, it's just more difficult because, like, you have to know so much in Cosmos, even still, compared to, you can be brain dead on Solana or brain dead on Ethereum, and it's just like real easy.
Wait a sec, costs.
Yeah, well, we hope to bring that. This is a great, I think I'll be using this for the next marketing pitch. Brain dead UI is what we want to be.
Let's create a collection. Someone just beat me to the punch. You can just take my idea. Let's just create a collection called Brain Dead.
That's a pretty good movie as well. Babu V, I think you had your hand up, man.
No, I was just gonna ask Koss if he even owns a Babu, because he's talking about memes and meme coins and NFTs. But
I know. I was honestly, this is real funny.
You know,
I was just, I was just looking at him.
Put yourself on mute right now. Go to Stargaze and get some bubbles.
I am. I was actually, I'm not fronting. I literally was just looking at this, and then I randomly DM'd Trendy, and I didn't know this space was going on. I was like, hey, like, who created, like, I'm trying to figure out who's creating what, you know what I mean? Like, I like the art. It's good vibes.
I know, it's sick. No one knows who the creator is, by the way. It's an unknown creator, but the community is run with it.
It's probably you. It's all good, though. I appreciate
it. I wish I was this good. I will take all the credit, but it wasn't me. I wish it was me, though.
It's all good.
Zerk, you know what? You can learn something from Hoss. Maybe once Hoss changes his PFP to a bubble while we're on this space, you can learn something. You can take some shame. You can go to Stargaze and you can buy a Babu too.
See, like, this is, I guess I can flex. Like, my style is if I'm going to change it, someone better be giving me one or give me, like, something out of it. And I hate to say that, because then I'm never going to sell it, because I don't sell NFTs. Like, I just don't sell them. I'm not the best person to ask about, oh, what's the floor? I don't care. I just buy stupid shit and just keep it. And, you know, I just look at it like I'm burning money, but it's a lot of fun. And then, you know, all these airdrops coming to NFTs kind of justified my stupidity. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm good now, because I think I've at least broke even or close to it from all the money I spent. And then I look at it and it's just crazy, man. It's like, dude, this is like an addiction. I have to put myself on timeout sometimes because it's just like too much. And then I'll waste 3-4 hours staring at JPEGs, like, you know. It's just it's unhealthy, but it's a lot of fun too at the same time.
Good thing about bubbles is there's only 687, so you won't spend 3-4 hours going through the collection. But I just wanted to go back to shitcoins and talk about Lab, because Lab is something that's a mix of an unrevealed NFT and a shitcoin, and I can't see how it doesn't do well, and people don't mention it enough, but it is essentially a shitcoin. And nothing else.
Oh. It has the. I agree with that. I agree with that vision. I think people don't like the word shitcoin. I do like the word. So to me, you're right. There's the NFT utility. We're also building all these different things around it. But essentially, you know, if there is a meme coin that's going to run on Osmosis or a shitcoin, in my opinion, Lab is the one, because there is already this huge community of NFT folk that will pump it in terms of shilling, and that will, you know, kind of promote it. So to me, that'll be fun to see whenever. I do hope meme coin season happens on osmosis.
I was going to ask you, how many lab have been burned and how many more could be potentially minted? I was trying to.
So 61% of the lab has been burned. And I believe, you know, theoretically, something like 3,000 more mints can happen because not every wallet holds enough lab, unless they all consolidate all this lab and things like that. So that this is what I remember from Piper's dashboard, who's below us. So yeah, the max is you know, 3 more K and then it's over. So half the amount we minted in a week, and this goes, you know, there's no more lab.
That's what's up. Yeah, no, the vibes are good with them, man. Like, the art's really good. That's what I like, the art. They're cool. If I honestly did change my PFP, it probably would be one of my, I don't know how many I have, 5 of them or something. I have 5 or 6, I think. But, no, I think the scientists are pretty chill. They're the good vibes, for sure. Even though I don't got any high-ranked ones. Like, I was kind of disappointed. But I run real bad in that. I basically am the worst mentor. I don't think in my existence of minting NFTs I ever minted a really. Besides, like, well, I didn't even technically mint this one. This bad kid. I usually, what I do, my style, is I wait for the mint to end, and then I just go snipe. And if I got to pay a premium on something, then whatever. But that's usually my style. But I've been missing mints a lot though, because there's just so many of them. Like this Babu, you know, I missed it. Kind of sad about it.
Yeah, I think most people missed it. But there's also, I think today we had the Archway mint as well that went a little quick. I want to, you know what, the one thing you mentioned, that you don't have good minting luck. I you know, I don't have the best either. But you know what's more infuriating than not minting a rare from a good collection is minting rank one from a collection that is completely illiquid, or that rugs, and I had a couple of those. You know, kind of use all your luck.
Is that a sign though? Like from the powers above us? Like, is that a sign? Like, I invented the good one, and it's a complete like just rug. You know, it's like what the shit.
Yeah, I guess I meant a lot as well. So eventually, the odds are gonna come in.
There you go. Yeah, you would think. You know, like I swear, like I just kind of give up on mints. I'm just like, oh, I like that collection. I will just wait till people, you know, like the people that are just, I don't want to call them scumbags, but the people that just like, all they want to do is make money from NFTs. I don't know what you categorize them as, but like, they'll just sell them a little bit of a floor. And then you'll go to like, you're like, yeah, this collection's cool. It's only like 2X the mint price. Like, and it's like a high ranked one. I'm just going to grab it, you know? So that's usually my style.
Zerk, I wanted to ask you that you've talked about having this meme coin factory on Osmosis, and you said you hope that meme coin season actually comes on the Cosmos, and we already have, I think it's Deployden who's made one. Is it NFA zone or something? So I personally, yeah. Looking at the Cosmos culture right now, I don't think that the culture of the memes is strong enough right now. There is potential. There is definitely potential there, but I'm not sure if the culture is strong enough for a solid meme coin season.
I mean, we'll see. If you build it, they will come, or maybe they won't. I think there's a lot of friction right now in terms of deploying these, especially in Osmosis, and this will make things much easier. And like Koss was talking about, it has to be brain dead UI for the brain dead meme coin makers to come over. And also, it's a lot of question about the money, right? So the salamis, I mean, those meme coins shoot up to the ridiculous market caps, because there's just a lot of money flowing there. Right now, Deployden's one is on Neutron, from my understanding, which is a good chain. We're hoping that, you know, with the additional liquidity of Osmosis, maybe there's a little more popularity, a little more traction. Again, this is an experiment. Don't blame me. We're doing lots of different things and hoping to bring.
I mean, if it's going to happen, it has to happen on Osmosis, just simply from the fact that I don't even know. Like, there's got to be a. They obviously have the most TVL on like stable coins. There's so much. There actually is a lot of stable coin swap. So there's that. Like, as much as like I want Neutron to do well, there's not enough liquidity over there, and it's kind of a pain in the ass to like get over there. To me, like for me, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I got to do this and this, and Yeah, it's just like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on Osmosis. Because, like, usually, like, Osmosis has all the infrastructure to and from. Like, every, you know, every chain is connected to it, basically. So it's like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen there. But yeah, we need to make it so brain dead and start cooking. You know what I mean? It looks all right. So hopefully we start cooking a little bit.
Yeah, and Osmosis does have that brain dead UI. If there's any Cosmos chains that has one, I feel it's like the most beautiful, you know, intuitive one to trade and swap. So V, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, just remind you that when we had meme coin season on Ethereum, when Pepe and all the other meme coins started, Solana did try to have their own meme coin season, and there were all these shit coins, but none of them went above 10 million market cap, I believe. But right now it's meme coin season on Solana, and Ethereum is pretty much dead right now. So potentially maybe in a year or two, we can see something on the Cosmos, but I would expect something in the immediate future. But let's see what the mad scientists bring.
Yeah, you're right, V. You're right. I guess, you know, they had to build out the infra. They had to build out the UI. And then afterwards, the degens came. So kind of have to start somewhere. We're not saying there's going to be a 100 milli meme coin on Osmosis, you know, within 2 weeks.
We just
got to
unite the cabal, you know what I mean? If we get the cabal together.
Haas, you're part of the cabal, man. You got to convince
them. We got to create a laundromat, you know what I mean? There's got to be a nice laundromat setting. Put some music in the background. You come in, you clean your clothes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it brings it automatically to secret network. Get the money washed.
Boom. Hey, I didn't say that. I was talking about creating a laundromat. What are you talking about?
I mean, to me, you were saying exactly that.
This isn't recorded, is it?
it actually is.
Oh, no.
But, you know, we don't. Yeah, Gary won't listen. I see Finn. Is Finn there? I don't think Finn's there. So at least this won't be archived for eternity, or maybe it will be. Okay. Anyways, I'm excited for it. It should be fun. Okay, if anybody from the community has additional questions, please feel free to jump up. Really like that dude's intervention. He's just like, let's fucking get mad, and he went down. All right. It seems today people are, you know, a little more relaxed. We'll have another space like this next week, as always, you know, community spaces. Oh, I do want to shout out one more space. TFM is having a space with Sunny, I believe, in a few hours. So that's pretty cool. I always like when Sunny comes on spaces. Maybe he'll say something fun or interesting. I don't know. Shout out to them. And yeah, I think that's about it. I think that should wrap it up. V, Haas, any closing words before I put on a dope?
Yeah, team? Stay tuned. I'm not to show myself, but I'm gonna give away a couple Archies at some point because I got
bro.
Yeah,
bro, don't even talk about Archies right now.
I feel bad because like the execution of like the smart contracts or whatever the hell happened wasn't good, but the collection. Dude, the collection's fire, bro. Like, there's no doubt about it. The story, the plot, like, and I'm not just showing them. Like, they're sick. Like, I haven't, besides the mad scientist, like, this is it for, like, this, the plot and, like, the storyline and not just, like, you know, not just, like, creating collection with no background, you know? Like, the Archies are pretty fire, so.
So yeah. I just came across a tweet. I'm just going to pin that. I just found it very funny. One sec.
Is it a FUD tweet?
No.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, this
hold
is
on.
Good.
Let's check this out.
Oh, this is good. Oh, so for those that are unfamiliar with this format, it's very well known in the Cosmos, and it seems like it's back, and I love it. I'm all for it.
Just because of this post, I'm definitely gonna have to get a Babu. I just followed this. I just followed this.
That's value proposition, yeah. Right there. Like the shilling is just incredible.
This is good.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, it's gonna be funny.
Oh shit!
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and have yourselves a lovely rest of the day. I'll play the song that you might recognize.
motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Bye.